It's August. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're standing along James Creek, along the Peak to Peak Highway west of Ward, and looking out at Russet Hills. These are not the sign of early autumn. The reddish colors are lodgepole pines that are victims of the larvae of the pine bark beetle. The first year, after the trees die, the needles turn reddish brown. By the next year, the needles will have dropped and the trees will be gray ghosts.
If you look at the bark of this tree, there are these pitch out marks. There's yellow sap that's being pitched out by the tree.
It smells wonderful.
It smells like, well, it's like pine rosin. It is pine rosin. It's lodgepole pine rosin. It has that very sweet smell. What's actually happened is the beetle larvae who are in this tree have severed the rosin canals, and the rosin is flowing out from the tree. But that actually works as a defense for the tree too, and it actually can pitch out some of the beetle larvae. People look at these brown hillsides with dismay. Many biologists look at them with interest. The magnitude of this outbreak is amazing. It may kill every mature lodgepole pine in Colorado. And the infestation stretches from British Columbia all the way to Colorado. It is a huge outbreak, but scientists have gone back and looked at tree rings and found out that there have been outbreaks of this magnitude in the past. It is part of a natural cycle, but partly because of global climate change. We've had a succession of very mild winters here in the Rockies. The mild winters allow the larvae to survive inside the bark of these trees. There's no doubt that the mild winters have contributed to the magnitude of this outbreak. So what will happen from here? Some people are very much afraid of fire. And again, there are two sides to this story. The scientific research seems to indicate that areas that are hit by these beetles are less susceptible to fire over the long run than areas that haven't been hit by the beetles. And the reason is, once the pine needles fall off these trees, there's less of a fuel load in these forests. However, in the short term, while the dead pine needles are on these trees, there is a heightened fire danger. So how you look on this depends a lot on your perspective. Is it a great tragedy, or is it a part of the natural forest cycle? Is it a tipping point showing that global warming is changing our forests forever? We probably won't know that for a few years, but it's worth watching.
We hope that eventually the lodgepole monoculture will be replaced by a more diverse ecosystem. Perhaps in the future, we will see more meadows, Douglas fir forests, and the great stands of golden aspen we enjoy in September.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County,